Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Despite his misfortune, we praise him for definitely looking at the glass as half full. Chinese New Year celebrations for most Malaysians will definitely be a different one this year, with movement control order SOPs being implemented all across the country. One of those Malaysians celebrating a different type of CNY this year is Sam STC, who shared his funny predicament on Facebook. As a Malaysian from Jementa, Johor, Sam works in Singapore and has been there for the past year since he's unable to return. In his post, he shared that he told his sister he was feeling down as he couldn't eat the cookies she made this year. His kind-hearted sister then decided to surprise her brother and mail some cookies for him all the way to Singapore. However, imagine his dismay when all the cookies arrived at his place in crumbles due to poor packaging. Sam said he couldn't help but laugh at this situation. Despite this, I'm really moved by the gesture. It's not going to be like this next time, but first let me enjoy the cookies with a big tablespoon. Speaking to World of Buzz, Sam said that while lockdown in Singapore was mostly bearable, the only downside has been not being able to meet his family members for almost a year. He added that he really misses his family and his mind is fully consumed by the thoughts of when will he be able to meet his family members. I'm very sad and disappointed that I will not be having a reunion with my family members. It's times like these that we realize how has the pandemic separated so many families. We hope once the restrictions are lifted, Sam will have a round 2 celebration with fully intact cookies. Also read, most of the parents live alone here. Ibit Lu brings CNY gifts to Ulu Yam community. Source, Sam STC Source, Sam STC Source, Sam STC. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.